brought to you by Penguin.
The Service Berry, written and read by Robin Wall Kimmerer.
To my good neighbors, Polly and Ed Drexler. All flourishing is mutual. The cool breath of evening slips off the wooded hills, displacing the heat of the day, and with it come the birds, as eager for the cool as I am. They arrive in a flock of calls that sound like laughter, and I have to laugh back with the same delight. They are all around me, cedar waxwings and catbirds and a flash of bluebird iridescence. I have never felt such a kinship to my namesake, Robin, as in this moment when we are both stuffing our mouths with berries and chortling with happiness. The bushes are laden with fat clusters of red, blue, and wine purple in every stage of ripeness. So many you can pick them by the handful. I'm glad I have a pail, and it's getting pretty heavy. The birds carry their berries in the buckets of their bellies, and I wonder if they will be able to fly with so much cargo. This abundance of berries feels like a pure gift from the land. I have not earned, paid for, nor labored for them. There is no mathematics of worthiness that reckons I deserve them in any way. And yet here they are, along with the sun and the air and the birds and the rain, gathering in towers of cumulonimbi, a distant storm building. You could call them natural resources or ecosystem services, but the robins and I know them as gifts. We both sing gratitude with our mouths full. Part of my delight comes from their unexpected presence. I never imagined that I could pick them here. The local native service berries, Amelanchier arborea, have small hard fruits which tend toward dryness, and only once in a while is there a tree with sweet offerings. The bounty in my bucket today is a western species, A. ulnifolia, known as Saskatoons, planted by my farmer neighbors, Polly and Ed. This is their first bearing year, and they produce berries with an enthusiasm that matches my own. Saskatoon, Juneberry, Shadbush, Shadblow, Sugarplum, Sarvis, Serviceberry. These are among the many names for Amelanchier. Ethnobotanists know that the more names a plant has, the greater its cultural importance. The tree is beloved for its fruits, for medicinal use, and for the early froth of flowers that whiten woodland edges at the first hint of spring. Serviceberry is known as a calendar plant, so faithful is it to seasonal weather patterns. Its bloom is a sign that the ground has thawed. In this folklore, this was the time that mountain roads became passable for circuit preachers who arrived to conduct church services. It is also a reliable indicator to fisher folk that the shad are running upstream, or at least it was, back in the day when rivers were clear and free enough to support the spawning of shad. Calendar plants like serviceberries are important for synchronizing the seasonal rounds of traditional indigenous people who move in an annual cycle through their homelands to where the foods are ready. Instead of changing the land to suit their convenience, they change themselves. Eating with the seasons is a way of honoring abundance by going to meet it when and where it arrives. A world of produce warehouses and grocery stores enables the practice of having what you want when you want it. We force the food to come to us at considerable financial and ecological costs, rather than following the practice of taking what has been given to us, each in its own time. These service berries were
sample complete. Ready to continue?